Okay, so I want to start off with Chaim Svar from yesterday. I think it's good. I'm not sure exactly how it'll fit in, but it's a good Svar. It could be, you could just, I think it might just squeeze in. But the idea is, I guess here's the fact. Let's see the fact again, what it's taking up. Taking up, I guess you have three shitas. Okay, two of which we've already explained. And the Rabbi Kiva and the Chacham we've already explained, and then there's this Rabbi Shita. Okay, so the Chachamim hold you need dalal al dalal. Akira Anacha, you always need dalal al dalal. Let's forget Akira Anacha. Akira Anacha are the same. Pretend Akira Anacha are the same. So Rabbi Kiva, so Chacham hold you always need dalal al dalal. Rabbi Kiva holds you need gluta, airspace. So once it crosses the plane, you're a chai for Otzah. It doesn't have to rest altogether, you just cross the plane. Okay, and Rebbe holds you need to go. It needs to rest on a kalsha. Has to be at rest. Doesn't need dalal dalad, but it can't just cross the plane. In order for otzah, you have to actually have anacha. Okay, and akira also, but also from dalal from just the kalsha. Alrighty, so far. So the question is, what's the three machlokas? Okay, so far we said. Oh, here's so far. Is that the primary? There's two things in Otsah. Otsah is a Malcha Gerua. Okay, so it means the primary idea of Otsah is changing the makom, that a Chafza has a din makom. Okay, it's not just an accidental relationship to location, but there's a din makom. When it's on a makom dalad, that's only by dalad al dalad. You have to be on like a steady, sturdy type of a place for it to really be a property of the object. So that's dalad al dalad. And then you're changing its din makom. That's the productivity of Otsah, that it had a din makom here, and now you're giving it a new din makom over there. That's the productivity of Otsah. Okay, that's the way it should be. But if you take that logic, it should even be within one rishos. It doesn't have to be different rishos. It could even be you go from the one corner of the room to the other corner of the room, or whatever. And that was its makom, that dalal dalal, and now it's a new makom, dalal dalal. So in the primary idea of Otsah, and the rishonim say this, the primary idea of Otsah has nothing to do with rishos. It has to do with defining a din makom of an object. And a din makom is a localized idea. Who cares that it happens to be in the same rishos? Rishos Rech, Rishos Rech. What does that have to do with it? So din makom means it's location. Its location is here, now its location is here. You change its location. Fine. Then came along the Torah and limited Hotzah to only Merishos Lorishos. Okay, the Torah didn't want, for whatever reason, the Torah didn't want to have Hotzah that broad, I guess. Okay, that it would be any time you move an object, even in your house, you move it, you just move something around the house, it's going to be Otsah. So the Torah limited it and said it's only Merishas Lorishas. So the question is, how did the Torah do that? So the Chum say it simply did exactly that. Otsah is exactly the same as it used to be, changing the din makom of the object, but there's one proviso, only if the first makom is in one Rishas and the next makom is in another Rishas. Okay, fine. So therefore, but what's Otsah is same dalal dalad. You can't, it's just changing, just giving one rule, an extra rule. Somewhat artificial, super added, doesn't exactly fit in too well, but it's a limitation. It's the Geruah, it just came in and limited the Malacha. Okay, that's a Chacham. So you still need dalal dalad. Okay, then you have the Rabbanan on the other, Rabbi Kiva on the opposite side of the extreme, which is basically it doesn't work, because there's no connection between Din Makom and then Shtecho Shesurabim. It doesn't work out. There's no unified formula you got there. So rather, he says that in order to limit it from Rishos to Rishos, it had to change the whole Malacha. Basically, from instead of changing it from Makom to Makom, redefining its Makom, it's simply objects exist in Rishuyos, in locations, in domains, and the Isser is to change it from one domain to the other domain. Okay, to change its domain. And in a domain has airspace. There's avir and there's ground. So the second you break the plane, you've entered the new domain. See, the domain isn't a phenomenon of a property in the object. It's just where it happens to be located. It is an accidental relationship. It means where is it located in the world, in space. So it's located in this domain, it's located in that domain, changing its domain. It's a whole different idea, the Malacha, which is a major change, but at least you have a unified theory for the Malacha. Whereas Rabbi Rabbanan don't make such a drastic change, but but it's a cumbersome formula.
And that's Kudu Mishnah.
That's Kudu Mishnah. According to Rabbi Akiva, it's Kudu Mishnah means that Huncha, you needed Hanacha back in the old Din Rishos, but in the Din Makom. But since the Malacha was changed to Rishos, so Kluta in the new Rishos, entering the airspace, has the same status as Huncha did in the primary idea of the Malacha.
Right.
Okay. So that's the Rabbi, that's the Chum. So according to that, you don't need any resting. The second it breaks the plane, it's in the Avir. That's it. The question is, what about Rabbi? Because Rabbi's neither here nor there. He holds you don't need dalal dalad, so it must be he holds it's the din rishos. right? To the Nishas. But he needs it to rest. So you tell me Yishas is obvious. So what do you need to rest on anything? What do you need is this kol shu? Just say you don't need anything. Okay. So that's
straddling
the mats, right? So for that, Chaim wants to say is that the Rebbe holds, essentially he's agreeing with Rabbi Akiva, I guess, right? Essentially agreeing with Rabbi Akiva, that the productivity is, you change from Rishas to Rishas. And it changed the productivity, okay? But there's two things in Dalal. In the old form, there were two things. There's one thing is that in the Hanacha, the Chafza is a Munach, and there's a Din Hanacha, and the Chafza has a Din Machom. But there's also the Tzuras HaMaisa of Malachas Otzah. The Tzuras HaMaisa is you take an object that's at rest, you pick it up, you move it to the other shelves, and you put it down. Now, that Tzuras HaMaisa is nothing to do with whether it's 4x4, or 3x3, or 2x2. The Tzuras HaMaisa is still the same. What's different if it's 4x4, or 3x3, is the Din HaLechafza. Whether the Chafza is a Din Makom, or it doesn't have a Din Makom. It's a property in the Chafza. But in the Tzuras HaMaisa that you're doing, it doesn't matter. It's picking it up and putting it down. So what Rebbe holds is that it's true you want to change the Din in the Chafza from the change in the Din Makom to the change in the Rishas. Okay? Fine. That has to do. But what about the Maisa? But why is it necessary? See, when you change it to Rishas and you say Kluta, now the Maisa Hutzah is a different thing. It's a totally different type of a Maisa. It's just like passing it through Rishas. It doesn't have anything to do with rest. It's a different action also. So what Rebbe holds is that there's no need to make that to make a change in the Tzuras HaMaisa also, so that the productivity has been changed, but the Tzuras HaMaisa is still retained. Namely, you have to pick it up and put it down. Now, again, once you don't need a din makom, because you need any restingness of it, as long as it's at rest, any degree. But you have to actually pick it up and put it down. Okay, so therefore you need a ziz, a kol shu. That once you have a ziz kol shu, you did that action. I mean, so the tzuras HaMaisa is there, but the productivity is not in the din makom, it's still in the rishas. It's just that the productivity has to emerge through the tzuras HaMaisa, so until you put it down, you don't have your liking the maisa hotza. Even though the productivity exists the second it breaks the plane. Whereas Ezra Bikiva would say, no, that once you're changing the thing to the Din Rishas, so the whole thing goes along, and the natural Maisa, when it comes to Rishas, is not picking it up and putting it down, but it's just breaking the plane. That's the Nitzros Maisa. So it's just given that you have to make this change, a similar kind of a question. Do you just go all the way and make the change completely and keep the most unified system? Or you say, it's true, you'll change it to Rishas, but there's no reason to change the Tzuras HaMaisa, the Tzuras HaMaisa is still going to remain intact. Because that's not the idea when you're not changing that much. So it's all in like one picture of how much is changing here in Machzah. How much do you have to change in order to accomplish the new Hotzah, which is going to be Rishos. Now one thing which is a little sticky, I think, is that that's the Tzuras HaMaisa when you're picking it up and putting it down. That's by like Mavir. But what about by Zorek? See, in Zorek, this shows you're just throwing it. You know what I mean? But I guess you could say that's still part of the Tzuras HaMaisa. Throwing it and having it land, like that's like an extended Maisa throwing, you know? Like you're throwing it and from your hand to the ground. You know what I mean? That's like part of it. Like as long as if you throw it and it just passes through the airspace, that's a different Maisa than just throwing it. So that's throwing it through Rosh Hashanah, as opposed to throwing it
to
the ground, right, to the ground, or onto the Rosh Hashanah, you know? So you have to say that the Tzuras HaMaisa would be throwing it to the Rosh Hashanah. You know what I mean? And that means it has to at least stop on the Rosh Hashanah. It doesn't have to be a kavua and a din makom, but that's a component of the Maisa. I mean, I guess you have to look into that, you know? But it's mustaber. I mean, you could see, who you could define all about it, why, you know, what the Tzuras HaMaisa is. But I think it makes sense, so that would be the case.
What about the Doma question?
Oh, so if you say this, so then it's very good. Why? Then Tosis is good. Because, see, according to Rabbi Akiva, who holds that you don't need any din hanacha whatsoever, so he says maybe the whole malacha is breaking the kviyas from Rosh Hashanah. Okay. Breaking the kviyas. And therefore, the second you break the plane, it's broken. Right? But according to Rabbi, if you're going to tell me the din is breaking the kviyas, so why should you need it to rest on the... Whereas if that's the malacha, then even in the primary form, there's no resting of it. Even in the primary form, the whole malacha is picking it up from Rosh Hashanah and getting it out of there. Who cares? There's no there's no reason why there's no hanach, there's no mice of putting it down even. It's just getting it, even the primary idea is just to get it out of the Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, even in the new form, it's just going to be picking it up from, you know, from Dalet al Dalet. I'm sorry, it wouldn't be resting. Where do you get the resting from? The fact that you needed to rest must mean in the primary form there's an din of makom, and that's really the idea. And now you have to, so to speak, have that same isa. But then akira and anacha are the same. Then you can't hold that then you can't hold the idea of that the essence of the malacha is akira. You know, this would be how Rav Yosef would learn. I mean, according to this is how Rav Yosef would learn. If you learn Rav Yosef's learning Rabbi Svara in a way that you can't possibly say, you can't make the chiluk of Akira and Anacha within Rav Yosef, within Rabbi. Achir would be learning them maybe the other way, the way we learned. I don't know. That's why exactly how you get it together. I mean, they could be learned differently. You know, seems like us. Yeah, they learn differently. Mm-hmm. They learn like the way we learned. So the one our way, you could make that chiluk. And the machlokas is the way I had it. I guess the machlokas is like much it's tighter.
Yeah.
But I mean, it's a nice svara though. It kind of rounds out the picture. So I feel like, you know, it's a nice other possibility. You know, you have to. It's good. It's good. It's a good idea. Okay, so let's get back to our thing. All right. So we have now. So we're moving forward. Moving forward to So again, the Gemara is trying to. The background isn't that important here, but basically, the Gemara is trying to figure out who's the author of our Mishnah. So we try to say it's Rabbi. Because our Mishnah holds you don't need Hanacha, because you just have Hanacha in the hand. So it says it must be Rabbi. So it says, because it's Rabbi, it says you throw onto Aziz, Yechayev, you throw onto Kosher, you don't need Hanacha, Dalet al Dalet. Somewhere says, no. It's very nice. You want to try to make your Rabbi the author, but Abaye already told us that you're misunderstanding the whole Machlokas. And this is the Machlokas in Rabbi and Lacham. Everything, forget what we just said. This is what the Mahal Rebbe and the Chum is talking about, a very, very specific case, which has nothing to do with our whole issue. Really, everyone holds you would need Dalet al Dalet. In general, the halacha is, in order to do it, so you need a hanacha and makom Dalet al Dalet. But this is a case where you have a tree. It's a tree which is standing in Rosh Hashayachid. Its roots, okay, its roots, or its trunk. Is in Rosh Hashayachid, and the branch is going to Rosh Hashirab. Okay? Which is not really relevant for now. Don't worry about Rosh Hashirab. You'll see it's not that relevant at this point. So you have a tree. So again, the root, the trunk, is 4 tvachim by 4 tvachim. Okay? Which is an amount for Hotzah, for a kifar anacha. But the branches are not. Any given branch is very flimsy, it's very small. And you throw the thing, the Zorak Anofa, and you throw it, I guess within Rosh Hashanah, let's say, and you throw it onto the branches, right? For 4 amos, and it lands on the branches of the tree, which are Rosh Hashanah, and the branches of the tree are Rosh Hashanah, but they're not Dalet al Dalet, okay? So in theory, you'd say you don't Dalet al Dalet. But the machlokas is, do you say shadi nofo basar ikara? Rabbi says you do, Rabbi says you don't. Do you throw the branches after the roots? Okay? Which means that since the roots are dalet al dalet, so the branches, so to speak, are also like their dalet al dalet, because they get thrown together with the roots, with the trunk. And therefore, it's like as din munach. Right, because Rashi says, "Avi kamura v'shus rabba makom dalet." The ikar mechashev le'lenof, because the ikar, the trunk, is mechashev, gives chashivas to the branches, and makes them like the dalet al dalet. Or do you say no? You don't say that. That's a machlokes. Do you say that or do you not say that? Okay. This is Rashi and Chas. It's almost the same thing. Shadi nofa chasam aleph. It's like at the very top. It says, the chashev agav ikaro. This be dalet. So the branches are chashev agav the ikar. Okay, agav the trunk. Because it has dalet. I guess the question is, what's the svara? I mean, pretty straight machlokas. What's the svara? Do you say, again, the case is simple. You have a, forget Rosh Hashanah, it's a simple case. You have a, in order for it to be chayav an otzah, you have to put a thing down on a location which is dalet al dalet. question is, you have a trunk of a tree is dalal dalad, but the branches are not dalal dalad, the branches are flimsy. So when you throw it, it lands on the branches. So do you say that that the branches are not dalal dalad, so you're not chayev, or do you say, no, that the branches are thrown after the trunk, and therefore they're considered like they have the chashivas, like dalal dalad, and you're going to be chayev. Right, that's it. Here's the fact. The guys want to say... Okay, so I think I'm going to elaborate a little bit, or define it maybe a little better, but the idea, I think I'm going with your idea here, is that the question is that you need the things to have a makam. You need this location to be dalal dalad. Right? That's when it has a din makam. So location is dalal dalad, then it's a din makam. It's a makam. So if you have to define the makom, the question is, how do you define its makom? Okay, you have the kikar, okay, kikar, right? That's the case, a roll, let's say, fine, you have a kikar. The question is, where is this makom? So I would say that here's the point, is that in an objective, like in a universal framework, okay, we're talking about defining the makom of an object. Okay, so in a universal framework, if you had to define where is this roll, it's a roll, let's say, roll which is on the branches, or a ball is in the branches of the tree. If you'd say, where would you say that ball is? You'd say it's in the tree. Okay, you didn't say it's on that branch. I mean, a branch is a component of a tree. And the tree is, I guess, identified by the base. I mean, that's the ikar of the thing. So you'd say is that if you had to identify its location, forget about how it's saw. Just like in the most abstract setting, an objective world of defining the komos, the concept, like so to speak, its conceptual location. It, like, identify its location, conceptually, not like at that point in space, but conceptually, where's its makom? Its makom is the tree. Okay? Makom is the tree, which is the ikar. I mean, the tree is there, right, by on the ground, the ikar of the thing. Now, the problem is, that in Hotzah, you could argue that we're not really looking for the conceptual location. Okay, that's true. That conceptual location, that's the case. But the idea in Hotzah, the whole framework in Malachas Hotzah, or the idea of needing Dalet al Dalet, is based upon not a conceptual identity, like identification of its location, but in a certain sense, a functional characteristic of makom. In other words, a makom dalet al dalet has a function of holding things, and a makom which is not dalet al dalet doesn't have that function. Okay? So it's the stability of the size of the makom. So if you're trying to, so to speak, if you're just talking about the functional framework of where is it being held, and is it being held securely or is it being held insecurely, the function of holding, you know, and you want to know, is it being held on a dalet al dalet, or is it being held poorly on a non-dalet al dalet, the functional framework of which Hotzah is involved in, or in the framework of whether or not the object is a munach, is involved in that world, so then if you'd ask me where is its makom, okay.
Not at all.
Is makom is the branch, because you're talking about the framework of holding the object in place. You're not talking about its conceptual identification. So you're talking about the object's, you know, the security of the object's relationship to that which is holding it. So now what happens is that in that framework, the branch becomes, so to speak, separated off conceptually from the rest of the tree. You can't just unite the entire tree and say it's all one entity, because in the framework of holding, in the specific framework of holding objects securely or non-securely, so then the nof and the ikar are really very distinct. Functionally, they're totally differentiated. You know, so that which is in the universal framework, all one big entity called the tree, in the framework of holders, right? Is really two different entities. There's the ikar, the super duper ikar of the holder, super duper holder of the ikar, and then there's the measly holders of the branches. Okay? So, So that's the question. The question is, but we are dealing with malachas otzah, and you're dealing with the din makom and the object. But the object has a din makom. Okay? So it's true that the way you quantify a din makom is based upon the function of dalal al dalal. Okay, and the shir dalal al dalal is determined based upon function. But does that mean, now you're trying to identify its makom, its din makom. And or does it have a din makom, or does it not have a din makom? And the way you do that is you look at its makom and you say, does this makom have a shir dalal al dalal? So do you look at do you determine that makom based upon the objective universal framework of its makom, the conceptual makom of the object, and you say, you look at the conceptual makom of the object and say, is that dalal al dalal or is that not dalal al dalal? Or do you say, no, that since the whole malacha, the idea of makom here is because of the function, the idea of dalal al dalal comes from a functional framework, so the din makom is measured not based upon the universal objective definition, the conceptual definition of makom, but it's, so to speak, a more limited identity of makom, and the makom is the functional makom. Okay, and if you have to say, where is this a functional makom, relative to the function of holding, so then you'll say, it's makom is the branch. You know what I mean? So it's like, do you give the entire thing? And so shadi nof nof bas ikar, to be a machshiv the nof by the ikar, even though as a holder, the nof is really insignificant, but since it's part of one big entity, the whole entity has a din dalal al dalal. The question on the floor, it's Chaim's question, is, so now we're saying is that really you say that the tree, the branch is a part of the tree. The branch is a part of the tree, and therefore it has a din munach, else the branch, else the root, the trunk. Because all one makom, one conceptual makom. So if that's the case, so again, the case is you're throwing it from Rosh HaSarabim, Dalar Amos, and it's landing on the branches which are Rosh HaSarabim, and but the root trunk is in Rosh HaYachid. But Rashi says is that the ikar is mechashel enof, and now it's like it's resting on a dalal al dalal, Rosh HaSarabim. But the trunk is in Rosh HaYachid. So if you're telling me that the whole din makom stems because the tree and the branch is all one entity, so where is that entity's location? Presumably in the Rosh HaYachid, with the branch, with the trunk. But then why are you over in Mavre Dalar Amos? You should be over on Hotzah. Go from Rosh HaSarabim. Right. So why is it that when it comes to the framework of whether it's a munach or not, we're saying is that it's, you define it based upon the, as part of the branch, all one entity. But when it comes to the mako, we're not doing that. And I say, where's this mako? You say, it's mako of the Shazarabim still. So that's the question. Okay, so I'm thinking like this. I just realized this, but I think it's helping us further refine. Remember the problem Rabbi Kiva had with the Rabbanon? Rabbi Kiva just said, forget makom. Abandon ship, we're going to Rosh Hashanah. But Rabbi Kiva, the Rabbanon, kept makom. That Hotzah is changing the makom of the object. Mm-hmm. But we throw on, by the way, Rosh Hashanah. Right? By the way, it has to be to Rosh Hashanah, you know? Mm-hmm. And that was what Rabbi Kiva didn't like about it. But he never really says, so what? How do you introduce Rosh Hashanah? Like, how does that happen exactly? We never really took it, besides so saying it doesn't really make sense. It's difficult, it's not smooth, but that's what had to happen, because it's Malacha Gerua. Mm-hmm. Well, so it's true it's Malacha Gerua, but so what is the formulation? Like, how did it Geruah-ly just not throw in this Din Rosh Hashanah? What's the method? So I think the way we were assuming it, which is, I think, not correct anymore, I don't know if we say explicitly, but I think this is what we were kind of talking about, is that the primary idea is changing the makom of the object, giving it from one din makom to another din makom. But now, and this is the way you're saying, but now, it's the makomos have to be makomos in Rosh HaYachid to a makom in Rosh HaSarab. Okay, in other words, it's a qualification of the DNA makom. In other words, changing it from a makom to a makom, true, but only if the makomos are very special kinds of makomos, namely a makom in Rosh HaYachid or a makom whose location is Shos Rab. Okay, that's I think the way we've been talking about it. There are very special kinds of makomos. the location of the makom has to be in this rishos, the location of that makom has to be in the other rishos, and then when you change from makom to makom, then you're chayiv. Ah, so if that's the way you look at it, so then and you have a problem in our case, because the makom of the tree, or the branches, is really the ikar, is the trunk, okay, and therefore it's a makom of, the whole reason why the branches are a makom is because it's the branches, this is the trunk, and the makom of the trunk is really rishos yachid. So therefore, if you had to identify the makom that it's in, is the makom that it's in is a makom of rishos yachid, because the ikar is the rishos yachid, and therefore you should be over the rishos ravim. Not rishos ravim rishos yachid, not rishos ravim rishos ravim, because the makom's identity goes by the trunk, right? Mm-hmm. That's the question. That's the premise of the question here. Okay. So what then?
Say it again. What was the premise of the question?
Is that the way in which makom is rishos is incorporated into the din makom is that the makom is a makom of this rishos. The location of the makom is rishos yachid, and the location of that makom is rishos rab. So if you have to identify the location of the tree, it's going to be by the trunk of the tree. In which case, the location of the tree is rishos yachid, so rishos rab is rishos yachid. So who cares about the branches, but the location, the rishos, is a property of the makom. Really, malacha is makom to makom, but they're properties of the makom. Okay. So that's not good. Okay. So what then? So I think this is a good formulation. But you say because the object, but you have to, so what's the formulation? You know, so how does it, I mean, right, it makes sense, the thinking now, the formulation, that's the makom, is the location of the object. But how do you work it together, you know, so what's the formula now? So maybe the idea is that really the productivity of the, similar to what we said before, actually, in your thing, is that the productivity of the malacha is, you're changing its din makom, But it's when you change the makom through a maisa hotza'a merishos l'rishos. There's the maisa, there's the change in makom has to take place through a certain type of an action. Namely, an action of changing the rishos of the object. Because that's how rishos gets thrown in. Rishos gets thrown in is in the, without the din rishos, you just say is the maisa, the thing is changing the makom, and the maisa is that maisa which changes the makom, the din makom. But it's saying is, it's garua, it's throwing is that the only chayev where you change the makom through a certain type of an action, namely an action of hotzah merishos l'rishos, or hotzah dalet amos, or whatever the ma'isa is. So it's restricting. It's not changing the productivity. Productivity is the same, makom to makom. But it's only where that change takes place through a certain kind of an action. Okay. Now, and the action is moving this object from Rishos Yachid, Rishos Rabim. We're moving this object from Rishos Rabim in one place to four amos away, Rishos Rabim. So if that's the case, so now when you're moving it to the branch, you're throwing it from the Rishos Rabim to the branch, so you say the makom, I've changed it from makom to makom. Okay, because it was on the ground and now it's on the tree. And that's a makom, that's a din makom, because the ikar mechashel enough, so it's a din makom. So now the only question is, but what's the maisa? What maisa did I do? So the maisa is a maisa of throwing it onto the branch. So in terms of maisa, you don't say the branch is part of the tree, part of the trunk, because the maisa is I've gone from Rishos Rabim here to another part of Rishos Rabim. It's an action. That's like conceptual makom. You say it's part of the tree, it's all one makom. But that's not an action. In action, I've thrown it from one part of Rishos Rabim to another part of Rishos Rabim, which is four amos away from it. I mean, that's my maisa. Unless they break the plane, the action wasn't an action of going for Zeram Shos Yachet. Like, the action is measured in a concrete, practical way. I mean, it's not, you know, okay, the conceptual location. That's very good for the Din Makom, the Shem and the Makom. But again, in the Maisa is going from Shos Rabim, Mavid Dalan Amos Shos Rabim. That's the Maisa. But the productivity is the din, the fact that it's Makom to Makom. So since in the Maisa, it just goes by where is it? So it's Rishos Rabim. But the Din Makom, you have to forget Rishios. Now the question is it a Makom Dalet or is it not a Makom Dalet? So that's the question, whether you say that you go by the Makom based upon the underlying Din Makom, which is the branches are part of the tree, or based on the functional Makom, which the branches are not part of the tree. I mean, that's a different question. The question, but the Maisa is definitely a Maisa of going from Rishas Zeram to Rishas Zeram, because the Maisa definitely is Rishiyos. The Maisa is the world of Rishiyos, which is the Avir, which goes by the airspace. So the, since it's, not, it's gone from the Avir of Rishas Zeram to the rest of the Avir of Rishas Zeram, it doesn't go by that. That's the Rishos, is the firm of the Maisa, and Rishos doesn't go by Mekomos, it goes by domains. So the Maisa is going from this domain to this domain. So I haven't gone into, in terms of my Maisa, I haven't gone into the other domain. So the Rishos got put in the Maisa, that it's the same productivity. Same productivity is changing the din makom in the object, but not through a maisa of changing the productivity. It's restricted the maisa, which brings about this change of the makom, to a maisa of otsa mershos l'shos, or a maisa of otsa dalad amos mershos rab. It was in the framework of the maisa did that, and then rishos. And therefore, it's going to go by the, and that's the world of rishos. That's the world of rishos, which is the airspace, and if it doesn't break the plane, you've gone down and out. That's the Maisa. As I said, right, so it's in Rishas Arabim. In Rishas Arabim. See, he's not telling you. Yeah. It's in Rishas Arabim, but it's on the Makom Dalit Al Dalit, because it's on the Makom of the branch. And so then Makom comes from the whole thing. But in where it is, it's, you have to say it's in Rishas Arabim. So my Maisa is a Maisa of Gan Tarshas Rab. But the Iker Mechashav Leila Nov means that it gives it a Din Makom. Gives it a Din Makom. But it doesn't mean it's going to change the location of the Chavtza. Location of the Chavtza is insofar as Rishuyos are concerned. And in Rishuyos, Rishuyos don't go by conceptual, they're domains. Rishuyos are domains. So the Maisa is going to that domain. So it's still in Tarshas Rab and that Maisa. Very interesting. It really gets down to like that. We never really did that. We never talked about how that works, you know. But you see here, you have to be precise about how it works. Because if you learn that way, if you learn that it just said the property of the makom, so then the makom is really still is the other makom.